This call is being recorded.
Get into a breathing, good breathing right now. Rhythmic breathing. Let your breath now continue to relax you. On your breathing, as you breathe in the golden white light and exhale out any tension, negativity of any kind, that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Only on relaxing and letting the light in. This light moving into your bloodstream and energizing the elements of your blood. Your blood carrying these energized light particles throughout your body so that wherever your blood is going in your body is filling with white light, golden white light. All of your attention at your heart center, fourth chakra. And from your fourth chakra, your heart center, let your focus move up high above your head to some type of an ideal. Whether it be Yeshua or Sananda or Divine Mother or whoever it would be that you have as an ideal in your life. See that, visualize that ideal hovering there above your head. That ideal of yours calling you up, calling your consciousness up. Don't go up out of your body yet, though you may feel like doing that. Stay in it just for a few more moments. Have your attention now coming up from the earth, an energy coming up from the earth. Into your physical body, up into your feet, your legs, moving up until it's moved up into the bottom of your spine, your fourth chakra center, what is called the root chakra. That root chakra is often seen as a red ball of energy. If it's kind of a muddy red, a pale red, something like that, brighten it up. See it. Brilliant, bright red. With the power of your imagination, you can make it anything you want it to be. As you actually do this exercise, you're actually working with your chakras. You're actually altering them, changing them as you do this. Now move up from that big ball of red up into the second chakra, which is often seen as orange. It has a brilliant, bright orange. Moving up from there to the third chakra. Big ball of yellow right there in the center of your stomach, your solar plexus. Associated with your adrenal glands. That is a big ball of yellow, a yellow sun. Pulling up the energy there, up to the fourth chakra now, your heart center, thymus gland. This has a blue-green color, deep forest color, forest green. just above your fourth chakra, your heart center, is your high heart center. Feel the energies moving into there as well, opening up that center, that forgotten center for most people. It's now becoming reawakened, enlivened once again. That is often seen as a pink or magenta color, or even a deep green. And moving the energies up to the fifth chakra, base of your throat, to the thyroid gland. It is often seen as a sky blue color. Moving up from the throat chakra up into the sixth chakra, which is in the middle of your forehead, the third eye center, associated with the pineal gland. That being often a purple, deep night sky color. Finally, from the sixth chakra, see an arcing of energy going from the sixth chakra up into the seventh. Seventh being the pituitary gland, often seen gold color or silver or violet. And if you look from outside of your body, if you can get that visualization from outside of your body, you see all seven chakras lit up in your body. From the first chakra, the root chakra, all the way up to the seventh chakra, the crown chakra. All the balls of light, balls of energy, the different colors. All seen pictures of the chakras in many different places. See this now, but see it as more than just a picture. See it as real. It is real. It's you. At the seventh chakra, see an explosion of color, an explosion of light coming out from the seventh chakra now, from the lotus center. Floating out in a myriad of different colors. Fireworks coming out of your seventh chakra. Kundalini energy has risen. Then move your focus now and your energies up above your head to what is coming known as the soul chakra. See that as a big ball of golden color, golden energy, just floating up above your head. See that energy now becoming brighter and brighter. An energy shooting out from that soul chakra out to the one next to you, connecting, like a beam of energy connecting each soul chakra center here in the room, to all of the people on the phone, all connecting. See everyone connecting. See us all becoming as one group, all together, no matter where you are, whether it's Wyoming or Nevada, or California, Texas, wherever you might be. I'm sure I left out a few. See all of the connections. And once all of us are connected, from a vantage point of high above the earth, move your consciousness now high above the earth so that you're looking back down on the earth. seeing it from the point of an astronaut or from a galactic point of view, high up, you were in a ship, looking down on the Earth and seeing all the lights now of all the light workers lighting up, just how the galactics, company of heaven, all see the Earth now and see all of the various light workers throughout the planet, the flicker of light, some brighter than others, yet how they can keep track of when a new light worker comes in or when a new light worker remembers and begins to awaken. And that flicker, that little flicker becomes more of a flame. They see this happening all across the planet, more and more flicker on. Now see all of the soul chakras connecting to all of these soul chakras, to all of the light workers across the planet. Even connecting one at a time, then two at a time, and three, and then 10, and so on, till all are connected throughout the planet. You really want to use your visualization here. See the connection as a great big six-pointed star from high above that we've formed all of our lights into a six-pointed star shining high up into the heavens. All of the ships can look down and see the six-pointed star beckoning, calling to them. And yes, now we are ready. Sending out the invitation. Now at the same time, while you are a part of this light formation, there are many across the planet that are not yet part of this. Many billions that are not part of this. See your light, your soul chakra light, meeting with another one next to you that is not even aware of any of this. But yet, their soul chakra is invited or enlivened and enlightened. It is like they flicker on, and though their conscious knowing self is not aware, their higher self certainly is. You're accessing their higher self now as you turn on, help turn on their soul chakra center. Even just a flicker of light coming on. All the ones next to them, and the next ones, connecting more and more and more. Keep doing this, it forms full Merkaba, six-pointed star, but a three-dimensional six-pointed star across the planet. Connecting all. Wherever there was darkness, the light now moving in as these new ones come on board, come online. As their light comes on, they help another one to come on, and another one, and another one. The light continues to spread, bringing light into every dark crevice, all of the areas, certainly in Syria, France, light going everywhere, in Rome, Vatican, our own Washington, D.C. any area you can think of, Africa, any areas you can think of where there needs to be more light to envelop the darkness, to illuminate the darkness. Take your visualization a little further. Begin to see those that hold weapons in their hands, that are at constant war, where this is all they know. See them beginning to drop their weapons. Clasp the hands of those next to them. Reach out. Literally reach out and touch someone. Those that were their enemies, they now call friends, brothers, sisters. Those of their enemies now turn to the others and see them as friends and brothers and sisters. All becoming as one. The world coming together in peace and love. Now seeing see the ships beginning to descend toward the earth, showing themselves everywhere. Everywhere you look up into the sky, people are looking up in the sky and seeing the ships coming down, revealing themselves after all this time. People gazing up, see people with their wide-eyed faces, wide-eyed, looking up into the skies, seeing these ships, knowing that everything is about to change, is already changing. Entire world coming together as one, see the galactics coming down, see those from Hollow and Inner Earth, making their emergence to the surface. Many reunions taking place everywhere. Families coming back together again that have been lost over hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of years. This is the new golden age. This is all that we have to look forward to. Already in the process of happening. Allow yourselves now to begin to, from wherever you find yourself, your conscious knowing self, begin to move back towards your physical body. Remember this vision, this visualization that you had. Bring it back with you. Share with others. Good. Come back into your physical body now, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. In a moment, we're going to begin to do a series of ohms to allow for Divine Mother to come in. Speak to us.
moon. Dogs heralded my arrival early. I come to speak to you today of love. All of the past week there have been so many stories upon the planet. So many stories. Some would take you into fear, some would bring you into light. We call you to light and to love. Not a time to be concerned about whys, wheres. Not a time to be concerned about who done it. This is not that concern. Your job as light workers, bring love and light. Bring love and light to all of those whom you share with. Bring love and light to those things which you take your concentration and place it in. There have been so many conversations today filled with love and light, reminding you that you are not the bodies that you are in. You are the multi-level, multi-dimensional soul beings. We ask Susan to ask James today to do this meditation with you, where he was led and guided, ways to bring you back to love. Love is the power in the universe. We know that there are battles that occur. We know that there are things that happen. Do you not remember that you too sometimes in your life upon the planet have behaved in ways that were perhaps greedy, perhaps unloving? But here you are now, forgiving yourself of all of that, for it is but a part of the love experiences that you needed to go through to put you where you are today. Today, you stand in love, remembering that the words that you speak and the thoughts that you have are creating your future in the now. Remembering the responsibility that you have. Remembering the responsibility that you are. Remembering that this life ended. You have an eternity. Come back into this world further down the road. This is all in the moment. It's all to come. All of those things that you think about, all of those things that you meditate on, all of those things that you talk about are already in the now. Ignore the noisy parts of your world. Know that that is challenging for each and every one of you because each of you has things that you check on a fairly constant basis to see how soon things are happening. Coming week is the week of Thanksgiving. Time to be grateful. As you spend that time in gratitude, and spend that time sending and giving love and compassion to others. Time of year that is celebrated. These are important times. Call you back to love because that is who you are. Call you back to compassion. Call you. Share with others your understanding and your insight. Speak not only to those in this group, speak to those with whom you are working in the world. speak to those whom you are sharing space with. Listen to what others speak about and drop in a nugget of wisdom. For all of you are gifted. All of you have an understanding that the light is shining in the world. Light changing the world. Remembering, as James has done in his meditation, that believing we have given this group and it is spreading, we know surely the outcome shall be. Not worry about those things that seem to dissuade you or take your attention aside. They're only children having tantrums. Remember that you are gods and goddesses. Remember that you are powerful beings. Remember that you have everything you need right now to change the world. As you see the world, as you see the changes that you see in your cameras, with your naked eyes, with your experience, it's all good. I leave you today sharing this message of love, knowing that you are our children. We love you. We bless you.
Mani Padme Om. Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Manu serves here with you to take you on further here. And we wish to just share something very briefly. That is your connection or your movement in consciousness in watching a video as you watched here in the group here. And those of you on the phone that were also participating in this. This is the beginning of something, is it not? This is something new, and it is happening and will begin to happen more and more, where more of these various parts of what you have considered to be the cabal previously as a portion of this, this is all going to begin to change, where these ones that were once on the other side, you might say, on the side of darkness, are beginning to see the light, and they are beginning to move in that direction. And this is an example of this. This was certainly not anything of the dark. It could not be, because it was only of love. It was of oneness. And these things will begin to happen more and more as other corporations such as this will begin also to do the same thing, because it is all about the connection of the entire planet. It is all about becoming one. And these ones are beginning to see this now. They are literally beginning to see the light. And as they do this more and more, it will show them and show the world that they are a part of all of this. They are wanting to be a part of all of this. And they are moving in the direction to assist the various light workers across the planet in bringing this about. Now, that is not to say that there are not the ones that are still holding on, and they are throwing their temper tantrums and all of this. But it would be wise for you, as you look at these particular ones, to see them as just this. See them as babies throwing their temper tantrums. And seeing them in that way, it will take away the stigma, or it will take away the sense of
foreboding that they have brought in the past, the fear that they have brought upon the world. If you see them as infants, as innocents, and just doing what they know how to do, as just as babies know how to cry and babies know how to wet themselves and this type of thing, see them as doing the same thing. See them as wetting themselves. You see? This will take away, it will add some sense of innocence to all of this and lessen the total sense of fear that they wish to bring here. And it will completely dissipate this over a period of time. And it will not take that long, as you are seeing in the video and many more that will be coming out. You will be seeing a changeover from the violence, the movies and such that you have now. This will begin to dissipate more and more, the violence in them, and move in direction of bringing peace and love and more heartwarming connections. Okay?
Okay.
This is our message here, and we will ask, if there are any questions now, Shira is standing by to assist with question and answer here. And this is where, if you have not already, you can unmute your phone so that those on phone can also ask questions if they wish. Would there be any questions here?
I have
You have a burning question.
Yes, I do. And this is Mary Lou, and I want to start by thanking all my spirit guides and attendees on my journey that that helped me stay positive and stay as healthy as possible. I would, of course, like to know what brought all of this on, why that was the type of dream trip that I'd always been seeking, and how can I conclude and get on with the positive aspect of existence?
Yes, very good. Then we could answer this, but we will turn it over first to Ashira if she wishes to address this first.
Thank you so much. Mary Lou, what we would share is this was an opportunity for you to know who is in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge of creating a state of health, and you are in charge of making decisions. To not let it get in the way. And you had opportunities to face your fears. You had opportunities to face your fears in many times on the trip. And during these times, you stood alone. You took charge. And you did not walk the way that you could have by listening to others who would tell you what to do. You won. You with, and we bless you and give you a standing ovation for this opportunity that you could have fallen into a past behavior, but this was for you to see how you have changed.
You slant on it for me, what I perceive myself.
Like to add something here. We would like to add that somewhat due to stress and those types of things that were leading up to all of this was also what brought about the sense of discomfort that you had. We're not going to say sickness or anything of this nature, but discomfort. Yes, it was very discomfort for you for some time. But you did overcome it, as Ashira has said, and it was something, though, that was brought about by the change in atmosphere or change in your environment, and also about being around others of very much more negativity. Mm-hmm. You were a light worker coming on board the ship and being surrounded by those that either may not be light workers, or they were more of a negative 3D oriented, very much so. That is not to say that you cannot have an experience on one of these ships and have a 3D experience and have a wonderful time, but we would say the next time you would have this, and you will have another one, not so much on this type of ship, but another type, and you will have the experience, and at that time it will be completely different because you will be in a different environment, you might say, surrounded by others that are of like mind, and all of this is coming for you, okay?
Thank you.
It is not the end, certainly. It is only the beginning.
Fantastic. Thank you for the encouragement.
There be other questions here now.
Carol, I have a question.
Yes.
Is it possible for our soul essence to be more than one physical body in this now for soul growth?
Yes. The direct answer is yes. Very possible, very probable, and most definitely.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you.
That is not to say all are in this respect, but many are. You wish to add here, Ashira?
I don't think so. I think that you are pretty concise.
We try to be as concise as we can and still be understood, but without giving away too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do not like to give away a surprise. Right? Other questions here?
Namaste, this is Moses.
Yes, Moses. Dear Brother Moses.
Dear Ashira and one who serves, I'm suffering from a little bit of a turmoil because I don't comprehend why the forces that manage television seem to keep having control. You know, on the day of the events of Paris, simultaneously, there were five other channels portraying movies about terrorism and movies about, you know, the good and bad and the struggle. And I just don't understand how is it possible that they continue to reign despite the fact that we have millions of ships, Lord Ashtar, Archangel Michael, and all of the masters. Why do they keep winning? Why is this being allowed? Thank you.
That's a very good question. And we would say that they are not winning. They are certainly not winning. They may win a battle here or there, but the war, and we do not like to use that terminology, but we use it to emphasize a point. The war is certainly not being won by them. They are only winning the skirmishes here and there. But in the final analysis, it is all done. It has already been done at the higher levels. We have given this before. All of the disclosure and the reval and all of these things have already happened. Not in your time and space, but they have already happened. So it is coming. And those ones that do these types of deeds and have control over your various media and all of this are doing their last gasps, you might say, holding on as much as they can, trying to spread fear wherever they can, and to hold off the ascension process. Do you not think that they know about ascension? They do. They've known it for a very long time, and they've done all that they can to hold off your ascension. And they thought they did it in the from the 9/11 that happened, from that. But they have found that it only actually hastened their entire demise. as well as this that happened now in France. It is hastening their demise. May not seem that way to you here on the planet because you are immersed in it all. But from the point of view, from those of us in the skies and wherever we may be, it is an entirely different understanding and glimpse that we get here of what is happening. Do you wish to add here, Ashira?
Yes, I will. Here's Moses. You are one of those who enjoys watching or wants to stay abreast of what's going on in the world, and you are, and others in the room are invited to ignore that information, for it is not of truth. And as one who serves has shared, this is the tool that is used by those who are trying to stay in what they consider their area of control. This is not an area of control. However, as the airwaves blast their propaganda and their information across, it maintains for them their sense of power, because that is what the main population is hearing, seeing, reading. Air one. Not be in turmoil about this. Turn back to your own work that you are doing with your own website for Ancient Awakenings. Turn back to those sites that say positive things about the world. If you could but see the world as we do, know that this is done. And that love and compassion and sharing, that is the tool for the new world. That is the tool for you. You are doing so many beautiful works in this world, Moses. Please, turn off those mainstream tools and watch as the world unfurls before you. All right? Thank you. Bless you.
Wish to add one more thing here on this, and that is your various media broadcasts and those that work in those various news shows and things of this nature. Those reporters and all of this are going to begin more and more now to say enough is enough. They are not going to want to repeat the same thing over and over and over that all of the broadcasts do. They're going to say, we want to tell the truth. We want to begin to reveal what is real out there, not what you are programming or controlling us to say. And they're going to come out more and more of this. You will see them as whistleblowers. Them as this is enough. We're going to tell the truth. That is what we are here for. That is what the reporting is all about, is to reveal and tell the truth of what is happening, to inform the public, not to discourage the public or to create fear within the public. You see? So this is all going to change. It is already changing, and you will see this more and more. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
How successful, I don't mean to put a scale to it, but I guess that's the best way for us to understand it. How successful was yesterday's meditation worldwide? Did Gaia get a big dose of our love?
That's more than you can possibly imagine. Anything further here? Going once, going twice. We just had to throw that in. Anything else? Anyone on the phone wish to ask questions? Then our time is... Was that someone with a question?
Namaste. This is Moses, if I may ask one more question.
Yes.
So, is there something that we are not doing or we're not doing right? because, you know, I want to understand, is there an intelligence behind the lack of action, or an intelligence behind the planning of just letting things play out? Because maybe it's just my upbringing. I suppose I'm a man of action, and it's, you know, in business, for example, something taking years to complete just would not be considered acceptable. So from your perspective, is there something that we're not doing or not doing enough of so that we can get things cooking? Thank you very much.
Amen.
We would say to this that the God source is the intelligence you are speaking of, and we think that this source has it well in hand. It is all being orchestrated, as has been given many, many times, and there is nothing to be concerned about. It is not that you are not doing enough or anyone else is not doing enough. You are doing it just right. All is happening as it needs to. We know that from your point of view, it is too slow, it is too gradual, let's get this show on the road, all of these types of things. The James has these types of thinking as well sometimes, although becoming less and less, as we are finding. And those of you that have this type of thinking, be of good cheer. It is changing. It is all happening. And there are many forces at work that are bringing this about. Many forces, as we have said, behind the scenes that you have as of yet no idea of what is happening here. But it will all come out. It is all destined to be here, and you all to be a part of this. You came here for this. It is now. And to think that it is happening slowly and anything of this nature, think about how long this programming has been going on for. A very long, long time. Much more than just a few years here. We're speaking in terms of thousands of years here. And for all of this to have happened in just a short period, in decades as we find it, is very fast to overcome and change all the programming that has come into this. So you, from your point of view, can look at it as a very monumental alteration in the situation here, in all the programming. So allow it to be. It is coming, and you are a part of it. Each one of you are a part of it in your own way, in your own meditations, in your own thinking, in your visualizations, in your prayers. All of this is a part of this. No bigger and no smaller part. Okay? Anything you add here, Ashira?
Well, I think I'll keep mine for our ending. Thank you.
Very good. Any further questions? And we are ready to release channel, and we sign off. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you. God bless you.
I am the Shira. Divine Mother has been with the Susan all week, whispering in her ear and in her heart that which she wanted to bring up. Has been an interesting week indeed. Interesting to watch all of you upon this planet processed what happened in Paris and what every day since has been filled with. This has been with a beating of a heart in terms of time upon the planet. This has been very fast that everything has come into fruition, and that this group and its existence has brought together marvelous, marvelous light workers. Those who know that they are gods and goddesses and making changes in the moment, in the now. And for all of you, enjoy your coming week. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. I'm too much.
like previous speakers this day. Have love in your hearts. Feel it grow beyond your body and around to reach everyone in your life and everyone upon this planet. Send it forth. Send it forth, knowing that you, each and every one of you, is changing the planet right now. Time for love and thanksgiving. Enjoy your week with love and love. Namaste.